They have their pastimes. Deity standards. Also, everything should be written. Okay. Then if they're written down, then they're there for posterity and in the future.
What is the input aspects we take care of?
Thank you. And then, of course, real devotion. The devotees are pure in their behavior and how they conduct themselves in Krishna consciousness, with strict and following the principles. And it will be visible by how much the deities manifest themselves. They will reciprocate with the devotion of pujaris and then with the devotion of devotees in general. We make Krishna the center of our lives. And particularly that we chant nicely in order to please them, which is important. Sometimes devotees chant in order to promote themselves, or they want to enjoy a nice kirtan. But our real purpose in chanting is to please Krishna. And we should try to understand what is Krishna's mood. If we chant selflessly, then we will get better to understand what is the mood of our Ishtadeva and what pleases him. Anything short of that, then it's no longer pure devotion. You have to come in from doorway. I was surprised how many devotees sit in doorways after what happened to Hirani Kashipu. People should know the doorway is not the place to be. It can't be either inside or outside. Today was a multicolored outfit. Yeah, they look very, very nice. I noticed yesterday that the Surya, yeah, then your mother put them down.
Yes.
And it looks better like that, isn't it?
Yes.
It's sort of natural. And clean and organized everything was. is proof that India has the ability to be like that.
It's my...
If they would just have that same consciousness, seems like TTD has this. They're not, I don't know, probably there's things there too, but it isn't that they're trying to become rich. They already have more money than they know what to do with.
Yeah.
And just have nice, nice walkway all the way up, and lit and covered.
Yeah.
And free bus service, free accommodation, free prasadam. India could be like that. If it just Indian people put aside this insatiable greed that they have, for which they don't willing to sacrifice everything. This is from yesterday.
Yesterday night I bought it when I was going home.
And they don't care.
Mm.
That everything is dirty. Even here, up at the temple, if you could just get rid of plastic bags.
Yes, we see
those plastic bags end up in the stomach of cows. And end up killing cows. And polluting the environment.
Yeah.
When I came to India, plastic bags didn't exist. There was no plastic here.
Yeah.
They were just using old newspapers, and that's how they made bags.
Yeah.
It could actually either be an example of being green.
Yeah.
And it can be done. It's, I mean, up there, it's like a town. It's a real village. And yet, it's, you know, the cleanliness was just so, so impressive. The organization. They should have TTD take over the government of India. They should run India like that.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, it doesn't have to be very strict. No shoes. You can't wait. You have to take your shoes off here.
Yeah.
And just like they say on their plastic bags, no meat, no alcohol.
Yes, yes.
But that's the... I used to know the chief minister of Delhi.
Okay.
Sab Singh Varma.
Uh-huh.
Because he helped us with things in Hungary.
That's
right. And then he died in a car accident.
Oh.
Recently.
Oh.
But he told me how originally BJP's stand was...
Yes.
Bhagavad Gita is compulsory, Sanskrit is compulsory in school, slaughterhouses shut down everywhere.
Yes, that is the original policies.
And so many other, but you don't get votes like that. You only do that if you're a king and you take power by force. So they had to compromise on all of these things because they could get in power.
Yeah.
That's the drawback of democracy. If you actually do what's good for the people, they won't vote you in. They'll only vote you in if you do what's bad for them. Drugs, alcohol. There was no such thing as alcohol when I came.
Okay, that being
You couldn't see, there was no such thing as an alcohol shop.
Oh.
It didn't exist. Things have changed so much, and ultimately India is meant to be the hope for the world,
yeah.
Not for building bombs,
yeah.
but for actually giving real culture, real spiritual culture.
All of those places.
That's wonderful.